Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flank here with the latest. Nick Kyrgios has responded after his assault charge was dismissed. The 27-year-old tennis star initially pleaded guilty to the offence relating to an alleged incident involving a former girlfriend in 2021. However, the magistrate has dismissed the charge, meaning no conviction will be recorded. In a statement on social media, Kyrgios says he's grateful for today's ruling and he now plans to focus on recovering from injury and moving forward in the best way possible. Seriously, what is going on with the weather in the eastern states today? Parts of Queensland are dealing with temps as much as 10 degrees above average. In New South Wales, freak storms have ripped roofs off buildings, taken down power lines and toppled trees in Port Macquarie, while the Victorian Alps have copped a dusting of snow today. A major change in the way psychologists will be able to treat patients with depression and post-traumatic stress disorders who haven't responded to traditional treatments. The TGA has approved the medicinal use of MDMA and psilocybin by authorised practitioners starting July. A report outlining major changes to Medicare has been released today and outlined a need for improved access to GPs, better after-hours access, and a need for longer consults. Remaining with politics, and National Cabinet's reaffirmed support for enshrining an Indigenous voice for Parliament, including a referendum during the back half of this year. And our supermarket giants have been put on notice regarding soft plastics. The New South Wales arm of the EPA has issued Coles and Woolies a draft clean-up notice to remove 5,200 tonnes stockpiled at more than a dozen sites across the state.